Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Trust in the name of the Lord. Igama leli elinamandla. Siyalibiza, sikhuleka, siyalibiza, siyidumisa, siyalibiza, siwushipha. Fred Hammond uthi, I will trust. Phambi kwakhe uboni Maleke ethi uhlabelela ngeihubo 91, Psalm 91. Isikhathi ke sithi 13 after 4 singena ngala esigabeni sokugcina ngikanye no Pastor Justin Matli. Ya ubuyile nakulolu suku sikhuluma ke indaba yomkhuleko, the power of prayer. Muruti Dumela.
Dumela osibahlele kae.
Ke teng wena o kae?
Ah, lena ke teng.
And how was church today?
Yo, the Lord was good. You yeah. know, as always, yeah. we had a wonderful time in His presence.
Amen.
And yeah, you know, I'm not surprised when David says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Yes.
You know, that's where we find our peace. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And also I would like to greet as well the listeners of Radio Pulpit Abalele Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
And also a special greeting to my two boys, Tiamo and Untatile.
Tiamo and Untatile. The boys, boys.
The boys,
hi. Ban mamete, ne?
Ban mamete, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll be speaking about the power of prayer, Sisbahle.
Yeah.
Can we continue?
Yes, ra continue okay, today. Mhlampe nje laba bebangalalelanga last week. Konje, mhlampe sibakhumbuze.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week we spoke about the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And sathi no umkhuleko unamandla.
Yep.
Sathi nto Jesus went to pray as well.
Yeah.
And nathi singakhathali ukukhuleka.
Amen.
And then sathi, while you also waiting on the Lord, do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the things, they take time, but it's for a reason. Because
yes.
everything is connected to your purpose. I'm just answering to those who say, mm-hmm. I've been praying and nothing has happened.
Yeah.
You know, God mm-hmm. has heard your prayer, even the first day when you prayed. You know, just continue to wait.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because
wait.
He's a faithful God.
Wait. And awulindi nje ulinda kuJehova.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Sis yes.
So as qhubeke ke mfundisi.
Okay. Please allow me, Sis Bahle, ukuthi ngifunde lapha ku Mark chapter 1
mm-hmm.
and I'll read from verse 35.
Mm.
The Bible says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
Mm.
Now, Sis Bahle, the disciples of Jesus witnessed an experience power flowing through the life of Jesus.
Yeah.
And nabo, they wanted the same power to flow through them as well.
Mm.
So they were also excited, Sis Bahle, when they heard Jesus saying, you will do what I have been doing.
Amen.
And you will even do greater things than these. That's in John 14, verse 12. But Sis Bahle, they realized that the same power that was flowing on Jesus was not flowing through them all the time. Sons and daughters of God, for us to do the things that Jesus did and to even do greater things, we have to do what Jesus did. And Sis Bahle, uJesu wayenzani? Very early in the morning, the Bible says, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and went to a solitary place where he prayed. So this shows, Sis Bahle, ukuthi uJesu bekuyindoda yomkhuleko. Family, when we do what Jesus did, we will also experience the power in our lives. So the disciples of Jesus then, Sis Bahle, observed and also studied how he would do things. And one of the secrets, Sis Bahle, one of the secrets of Jesus they discovered is in Luke chapter 5 and verse 15 and verse 16. The Bible says, yet the news about him spread all the more, so that the crowd of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. I like verse 16 because that's where our focus is. It says, but Jesus often withdrew himself from the people and went to lonely places or wilderness and prayed. Sisbatle, this is the problem with our generation. We want to see the power of God in our lives, but we don't want to pay the price of being alone with God. Because power, Sisbatle, is not obtained in public places, but amandla atholakala endaweni efihlakele. Power is obtained in the secret place. Thus, Sisbatle, in Psalm 91, verse 1, speaks about he who dwelleth in the secret place, not he who dwelleth in the public place. So izinto zakaNkulunkulu zisebenza emfihlakalweni. Because power is not acquired in the midst of the crowd, but power, mlaleli, is obtained when you are alone with God in the secret place. Let me say this. In the secret place, that is where sithola amandla khona, sithola amandla endaweni efihlakele. But in public place, that is where power is demonstrated. Sisibahle, our generation want to be public. Many people want to be seen today. Many people want to do public demonstration. But less people, Sisibahle, actually value the secret place. Sisibahle, our generation does not know how to withdraw from the crowd or from people. We always want to find ourselves among people, around friends, you know, around colleagues all the time, and neighbors and cousins and so on. But listen to me carefully today. I'm not saying, Sisibahle, we must be antisocial, but we need to know when to be among people and when to withdraw from people. Jesus was able to create a balance. He would be among people, Sisibahle, and do ministry among people. Jesus also attended functions like weddings and so on. But he never lost his quality time with God in prayer. He knew the time to be alone with God. Child of God, do you know the time when you should be alone with God? Because this matter, a lot of people are afraid to be alone. Jesus did not even allow even his ministry to take priority over his quality time with God. Sometimes, Sisibahle, we become too busy with God's work, and we even forget to spend time with the owner of the work. I repeat that one. Sometimes we become too busy with God's work. Sibaphiz ngomsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu, but singa spend isikhathi nomnikazi womsebenzi. Child of God, be careful. It is possible to be busy with his things and yet not have time for him. Listen, God's work cannot replace or substitute your quality time with in prayer. Jesus did the work of ministry, Sisibahle, more than all of us or many of us. But he did not even allow himself to do the work of the ministry without spending quality time first with God in prayer. Sisibahle, today we have people who call themselves worshippers, even in our local churches. And these people, they love to sing, Sisibahle, but they do not want to spend time first with God in the secret place. And if you don't spend time alone with God, what are you going to deliver to people? What? Same with the ministers of the gospel or the preachers of the gospel. We cannot preach to people without spending time first with God. If we fail to spend time in prayer, what are we going to preach to people? What are we going to deliver to people? Any ministry, please listen to this. Any ministry starts first in spending time with God in prayer. Sisibahle, today we spend lots of time with the TV. We spend lots of time with our cell phones. We spend lots of time on social media. And we become so addicted to these things, to the point that these things, they even steal our time of prayer. Child of God, this is the time to switch off your TV and to switch off your phone and to switch on your prayer life. I repeat, this is the time to switch off your TV, to switch off your cell phone, and to switch on your prayer life. Sis Butler, let me say this. When you always with people, you cannot even hear God properly. Thus, Jesus had to withdraw himself from people and went to lonely places or wilderness to pray. And Sis Butler, in the same space, la uJesu bekakhuleka khona, uJesu azange akhuleke phela, but uJesu in the same space, wabana nesikhathi sokulalela. So in other words, umkhuleko is not just a one-way thing, but umkhuleko is a two-way thing. In other words, prayer is not a monologue, but prayer is a dialogue. After speaking to God, maqotho ukukhuluma noNkulunkulu, kumele umamele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini. And the devil knows, Sisibahle, the importance of listening. Thus, he will keep us busy so that we don't get a chance to hear God. He wants us to lose our ability ukuthi simuze uNkulunkulu. Because he knows once you can hear God's voice, then you'll begin to have direction. Sisibahle, many people have lost direction in life. They've lost direction for their personal lives and their personal vision. They've lost direction for their families, for their relationship and for their marriages. And they've even lost direction even for their ministry. They've lost direction even in business. What the devil will do, Sisibahle, he will attack your prayer life. Because when you don't pray, you will lose your ability even to hear God. Ma ungakhona ukukhuleka, anyeke ukhona ukuthi umuzwe noNkulunkulu noma akhulume. So it's important. So prayer is important for direction and also for hearing God's voice. Isaiah 30 verse 21, one of my favorite scripture, Sisibahle, ithi, whether you turn to the right or you turn to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Child of God, that voice is important. Ezothi kuwe, nayi indlela, hamba kule ndlela. When there are deals put in front of you, you need that voice that will guide you. When things look good in front of your eyes, you need that voice that will guide you. When there are business deals and contracts that you need to sign, you need to hear that voice. Ezothi, sign it or don't sign this. Because the voice of God help us ukuthi sikhone ukwenza ama right decision. Now, John chapter 10, verse 27, Sisibahle says, Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Child of God, who are you following today? Whose voice are you listening to? The voice you listen to, it will also give you direction. Sisibahle, we are living in a world that is full of voices, and not every voice is a voice from God. Some of the voices, Sisibahle, they are there to lead us astray. But as God's sheep, as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we must be able to identify the voice of the shepherd. And we can only do that, Sisibahle, when we become the people abomthandazo, when we become men and women of prayer. Because you cannot expect to identify the voice yamelusi unga spend isikhathi sakho kumkhuleko. Sisibahle, one of the reasons why God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, leave your country, leave your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you. Sisibahle, Abraham was not in a good space. La bekakhona uAbraham before aya la uNkulunkulu amisa khona. Bokhona ama voices amaningi. And all these voices, Sisibahle, they were cluttering him. Thus, he had to leave and go away from the noise. Sometimes it takes that, child of God, ukuthi umuzwe uNkulunkulu, kumele usuke phakathi kwama voice amaphimbo agcwele, uye endaweni ethulile, ukuthi ukhona ukukhuluma noSimakade, nokhona ukuthi ukhona ukumuzwa uSimakade. So Abraham also, he left things behind because he wanted to hear also iphimbo lakaNkulunkulu. Sisibahle, there are things uNkulunkulu afuna ukusibonisa zona empilweni. But we cannot sizibone lezinto lezo until sishiye abanye abantu emuva and siya endaweni yomkhuleko. I repeat this. There are things that God wants to show us, child of God. But you cannot see those things until you leave certain people behind and you go to the place of prayer. In other words, when you don't go to the place of prayer, you are delaying yourself to see what God has in store for you. Abraham did the same, Sisbatli. There was a point in Abraham's life where he traveled with his servants. But at a certain point, he had to leave them behind. And he said to them, remain behind with the donkeys while I go and worship God. It's in Genesis 22, verse 5. Child of God, there are things that you must be willing to leave behind while you go to pray. Jesus did the same. He withdrew himself from people and went to pray. Abraham went to on top of the mountains, Sisbatli, to meet with God. Child of God, there are things waiting for you on top of the mountain of prayer. Mntwana kaNkulunkulu, khona izinto ezikumele, and lezinto lezo azikumelanga phansi, but zikumele phezu kwentaba yomkhuleko. And unless ugibela lentaba yomkhuleko, you'll never experience another level in your life. In order for you to experience another level, child of God, you need to go on the mountain of prayer. Child of God, your journey, for example, needs you and God alone. Your destiny does not need the crowd. Mlaleli, in order for you to experience deeper levels in God and higher dimensions, there are things and people that must remain behind so that you can experience the power of prayer. Sisbatle, the problem with many people, they want to take the crowds on things that need them to be alone with God. As I conclude, let us learn from Jesus. He withdrew himself from people and went to lonely places and wilderness and prayed. And when we do that, siphuma ebantwini, siphuma ecukwini, then we'll be able to experience the power of prayer. So khona ukuthi si experience la mandla womkhuleko. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow. Yana mandla mfundisi.
Amen.
The power of prayer.
Amen.
Uyazi ngithanda la uthi khona isikhathi manje to switch off social media, to switch off televisions.
Amen.
Senzeni? Singene emkhulekweni.
Amen.
Yo.
Because these things, Sisbatle, it's very easy even to spend time on Peggy TV and busy on social media. And on your cell phone.
Repent.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
And emotion apega sisibahle, it 2 hours, even 3 can ihambe ungayifeel.
Yeah.
But once uthi it in your khuleka, ufika nokuncena, ufika nokukhathala nobuthongo ungazi ukuthi ubuphuma kuphi. But once uphethe cell phone, you can go on iphone ize iphele ibattery. Check his social media, ilogi charger.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we even sleep with the phone charging while busy on the phone.
Hey,
so that's what I'm saying, Guti. Now is the time to switch off our phones.
Yeah.
To switch off our TV.
Yeah.
And switch on our prayer life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where's Jay? Hey. Cabanga is kati also spend go your cell phone.
Yeah.
Ne? And then bese uthatha only 10 minutes u spend emkhulekweni monga iswitcha lezinto lezi.
Amen. That's what we need, Sisibahle.
Kusho ukuthi sizoba nesikhathi esi enough noNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Ngoba uma sisemkhulekweni yilapho si communicate naye khona.
Khona, yes.
Ngaphandle komkhuleko ayikho enye indlela ukucommunicate noNkulunkulu.
Exactly.
So kusho ukuthi uma singakhuleki asikhulumi noNkulunkulu, meaning ukuthi ne relationship yethu naye izoloku incipha. Ngoba uma uthi you are in a relationship, for instance, nomuntu but uthola ukuthi communication
ayikho,
kundlula weeks, kundlula days
ungakhulumi
naye, sikubizani lokho. So it applies na kuNkulunkulu. Yes, ukuthi kumele sibe nesikhathi naye, sikhulume naye.
And sisibathe, the devil has robbed that, because Mount Yabega, when we sing a kulegi, we also miss important things like listening to him.
Yeah.
Because if we don't pray, also we lose the ability ukuthi simuzwe.
Yes.
Because kulendawo yokukhuleka emndeni yokukhuleka kula sikhuluma na, that's why I said prayer is not a monologue, it's a dialogue.
Yes.
La sikhuluma naye aphinde futhi
akhulume nathi.
So uma singakhuleki, we deny ourselves number one ukubona amandla womkhuleko.
Yeah.
Number two, we deny ourselves ukuthi simuzwe.
Yes.
Because if singekho emkhulekweni, it means siphakathi eyicukini sisebantwini.
Yeah.
And the only thing that is sizwa ama voice abantu.
Yeah.
And sometimes ama voice abantu aletha i discouragement,
mm-hmm.
aletha i fear,
mm-hmm.
you know, but mawuzwa i voice ka uNkulunkulu uphuma indawo yomkhuleko, there's no way ukuthi ungaphuma u discourage.
Yeah.
If ungena emkhulekweni, the way ungena ngayo kuphume the same.
Mm.
Uyophuma ugcwele amandla, uphume u-encouraged, uphume ukhuthazekile, because uzwe iphimbo linikeza i-hope ukuthi don't give up.
Yeah.
Iphimbo elithi it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Iphimbo elithi do not fear, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So when we don't pray sisibahle, we don't only lose only indaba emkhuleko, but even the ability ukuthi sizwe uNkulunkulu.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Asithathe i-break mfundisi. Sizo phinda sibuye siqhubeke ngaye lengxoxo. Nawe lapha ekhaya unga engage nathi ku 0123341322. Mhlawumbe sisharele your testimony ukuthi wena umkhuleko wabona amandla omkhuleko empilweni yakho ngayiphi indlela. Ngokushara your testimony usuka ukukhuthaza umunye umuntu ukuthi you know what, it doesn't matter ukuthi ukhuleka for 20 years, ukhuleka for 3 months, ukhuleka for 2 days, uNkulunkulu uyawuzwa umkhuleko.
Amen. Amen.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke sikhona ku Facebook, ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe i Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Funda okuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Sikhuluma indaba yomkhuleko, amandla omkhuleko kanye nomfundisi uJustin Matli. Ya ngempela bazalwane, kunamandla emkhulekweni, ngakho izwi nalo lisiqhuqhuzela ukuthi sikhuleke singaphezi. Liphinde lisitshele iBhayibheli ukuthi singabi anxious for nothing, but
yeah.
in everything we should pray. Lokho kusho impela ukuthi kunamandla emkhulekweni. Uyazi mfundisi, nginokuzwa abantu ne ikakhulukazi labo othola ukuthi bafuna ukwenza izinto zabo ne, but kwelinye iside umuntu athi hayi, mina ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu and ngiyamazi uNkuluNkulu ne, utle bare modimo o re rata ba botlhe, and modimo wa re araba ba botlhe, cause re bana ba ha yes sisonke singabantu ba kaNkuluNkulu, kodwa abantu banokuthi bangakwazi ukuhlukanisa ukuba umuntu and then nokuba ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. So
yes,
that is why abaningi bathi modimo o re rata ba botlhe, yes uNkuluNkulu uyasithanda sonke, kodwa umbuzo ukuthi unobudlelwane naye na. Yes. That's the most important thing.
That's true.
So lana ngiyala kule kulesi scripture ne uJames 5 verse 16 lapho ithi the prayer of the righteous is powerful.
Amen.
And effective.
Amen.
Kusho ukuthini lokho mfundisi?
One thing that we need to understand ukuthi uma sikhuleka esabantu bakaNkuluNkulu.
Yeah.
We must understand ukuthi, because sometimes when we pray we think that we are praying alone.
Yeah.
But the Bible says ukuthi when we declare anything.
Yeah.
Lithi iBhayibheli, the heavens are also declaring.
Mm.
This is what the Bible says, whatever we bind on earth, it also bound in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we release on earth, it's also released in heaven. So in other words, uma usikhuleka, the prayer of the righteous, you're not just praying alone.
Yeah.
But the heavens are also standing and they're also in agreement with you. So that's how effective a prayer of a righteous man is. Uguti, sometimes sisibahle, I'm coming to this point, uguti, the heavens cannot move unless mina nawe sicale sikhuleka. Sometimes uNkulunkulu izandla zakhe sibophekile, because God has given us amandla, he's given us the keys, but we're not using the keys. And one of the key umkhuleko, because uNkulunkulu uthi I will move when you move. There's a little Bible, whatever we release on earth. So indaba iqala la emhlabeni before amazulu a respond. So if la emhlabeni kungana nawo imikhuleko of the righteous people, AmaZulu now won't bring ama answers because they shall let into if there's we normally say if there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer.
Amen.
Because if there are no answers, it means there are no people standing in the gap praying. Yeah, but so when it says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, it's effective. It shows ukuthi uma sikhuleka esabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, like you said, it's more than you pray. Even if you are one, but AmaZulu, they are able to. They say if you are bekuNkulunkulu, usually sometimes he's not looking for crowds. Even if you are alone in your community or in your family praying, God can still move. That's what he just need that woman, that man who will stand in the gap and pray. So we must never despise our prayers. But wherever you are, you're able to move the heavens. That's why uNkulunkulu uyasibonisa ukuthi uJames makakhuluma ukuthi the prayer of a righteous man is effective because it's more than just you praying, but the heavens are also praying with you.
Wabonile amandla omkhuleko empilweni yakho. Sicela usherele lapho umbona uNkulunkulu ephendula your prayer. 012-334-1322 ungashaya nange WhatsApp call ku 078-140-0778 noma ke u text ku 0826572729 nalapho ke ungathumela i voice note. Ya sikhuluma ngamandla omkhuleko isikhathi ke sithi 16:38 indaba yoku njengoba usho uthi uNkulunkulu uyamuva la singaba sisikhuleka khona, so ku possible ukuthi uNkulunkulu anga like ithing it's mina ngikhulekela wena and wena ngaleso sikhathi uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe uphumile nasendleleni kaNkulunkulu ugive upile. You know, mhlawumbe ukukhuluma namazi ukuthi hayi uNkulunkulu akekho futhi uNkulunkulu akangizwa. Is it possible ukuthi uNkulunkulu angaphendula your prayers ngami kuyimi engikhulekela wena?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much Sis Bahle for that question. One thing also that ufanele sikhumbule ukuthi uma sikhuleka, we normally speak about what do you call a prayer bank.
You
are investing. Prayer is an investment.
Yeah.
Even though the person mhlambe omkhulekayo may not change now, but those prayers were not in vain. That's why I like even the verse that says uNkulunkulu he even collects our tears in a bowl.
Yeah.
So it means everything esebusweni bakhe, whether it's your prayers or your tears, uNkulunkulu always remembers.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, even our families, our friends, abanye, they are saved because of people who are praying for them, you know, and so never take your prayer. Noma ukhuleka lomuntu, and sometimes what the enemy will do, uma ukhuleka lomuntu, uthola sometimes uba actually worse because uSathane ufuna ukwenzini ustop uthi miss lento lingiyenzayo akwenzakali lutho. But we forget that as you are praying in the spirit, khona into ephukayo kancane kancane. They say bathi if into ama indonga zizowa kuqala phansi kuma foundation, maybe your prayer is busy dealing with the foundation yalesimo sikhulekelayo. When ubheke ngamehlo akho ukuthi indonga sizamile, but as you pray kuzofika isikhathi where everything will crumble because of your prayer. And so many people, we are here today because people prayed for us. Singers, whether abogogo bethu or abomkhulu or our pastors, you know, or our leaders, but we are here today because someone has prayed. So it is indeed, and prayer is an investment.
Yeah.
So whenever we pray for someone, you're actually investing. But time will come where you'll see the fruits of those prayers.
Umxolisi Mbethe uthi la nomethule impendulo ikhona.
Amen.
Yeah, ethulile njalo impendulo ikhona. Kungaba ukuthi uthi akakabi isikhathi.
Yeah.
Kungaba ukuthi uthi kuwena nginokubetha okundlula lokhu okucelayo kwamanje. You know, sinokuthi sibe frustrated.
Yeah.
Uma sikhuleka kuNkulunkulu because we expect ukuthi enze izinto like now. Ngiyakhuleka today and then kusasa ngifuna ukubona lento iyenzeka.
Yeah, yeah.
Example, umuntu ukhulekela umsebenzi. Uzo submit mhlambe ama CV wakhe and all that.
Yeah.
Uzo expect ukuthi like maybe the following day aphendulwe. Yes, uNkulunkulu angakwenza lokho. but ukwenza ngesakhe isikhathi hayi esakho.
Yes.
Ingakho esho la umxolisi imbethe ethi noma ethule impendulo ikhona.
Ikhona.
Yeah.
That's true. Sisibahle, just to add on what you just said, it's a powerful point ukuthi while you waiting sometimes uNkulunkulu wenza lento lokuthi usamela izinto zakho abuilde abe busy working on you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I see big le ukuthi God is working on me. When you've prayed for that, but God said before lento le ifika kuwe kumele ngisebenze kuwe ukuthi lento le mase ifika ikuthole wena ukuthi uready.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's dangerous ukuthi kufike isibusiso uthole ukuthi you are not ready.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people bagcina vele they go astray, you know, and uthola ukuthi their life ziba messed up because sometimes uthola ukuthi bona they were not ready themselves, you know. Can sometimes uNkulunkulu the time of waiting it's also preparation time. God is working on you akuceceshe ukuthi isibusiso masivela ukuthi ungasuki kuye and then umkhumbule ukuthi all these things ziphuma kuye at the end of the day. So sometimes siyenza ukuthi sifuna izinto prematurely, but because siyabantu yabona we are creatures of time, you know, sifuna izinto ngesikhathi sethu because maybe our friends, our colleagues izinto zenzakala kuwe kuthulekile and you're asking yourself ukuthi uNkulunkulu and we forget ukuthi like we spoke last time ukuthi isikhathi saka mngani wakho nomakhelwane wakho asikhathi sakho. Everybody's been allocated their own time.
Yes.
And then isikhathi sethu anyeke sifane nama results of what's going to come is not going to be the same.
Yeah. Ngempela noma ethule impendulo ikhona. Incingo sivuliwe 0123341322, WhatsApp call 0781400778, ungathumela ne voice note ku 0826572729.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Noma bangahlekisa ngawe, wena ungabanaki. Bekisa amehlo akho kuJehova. Noma ethule impendulo ikhona. Yeah, uyashona. Yeah, umxolisi imbethe. Yes, uthi konke kunesikhathi mfundisi.
Yeah.
Konke nje kunesikhathi sayo. Njoba usho ukuthi isikhathi saka makhelwane akusisona isikhathi sakho. Isikhathi somngani wakho akusisona. Isikhathi sakho. So thina nje we must trust okuyintando kaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Ngoba yena uwazi okubest for thina.
Mm.
0123341322 khuluma nathi ngendaba yomkhuleko, mhlambe nawo ne testimony ongathandi kuyishare, ubone amandla kaNkulunkulu through ini umkhuleko ependula. Asilalele nansi i voice note.
Good evening,
Basen
Ruti. I love the topic of prayer. You know, prayer kule kunamandla. Singawuthathi kancane noma ngathi akubonakala lutho. Unamandla umkhulu. As uJesu bekeshiya abafundi bakhe ahambe ayintabeni ayokhuleka. So ulunyaka nje ngifunde futhi ukuthi enye I prayer with praying Bible mawukhuleka ukukhuleka ngama scriptures kuthi ama scripture that thing namandla kakhulu. Prayer of righteous uthola ukuthula ungena next ohlele emkhulekweni uthola ama revelation
yeah
izampulo zikaNkulunkulu nento bonga understand but ngoba uhleli ku prayer uyakhona ukuba ne revelation you know mina boma TV yebo i phone but i TV uJehova wangisiza ngoba wangisiza wayi replace nge radio pulpit ngiyabukela nje but akusase into engathi hey sengifuna ukuyilandela because manje into engangibenefit no uyabona so lana kulona ku pulpit at least ngiyakhona ukukhula
amen
nobudlelwane tebalulekile ubudlelwane njengoba shilo lapha athi my sheep know my voice so let us be watchers and sibheke isikhathi esikuso yabona masingabheke isikhathi sizidini sizorealize ukuthi umkhuleko sibheke nezinto esezenzakala
yeah
you will never stop umkhuleko uma ungathi uyabheka ukuthi isikhathi bani nezinto ezenzakalayo need a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
Singawuthathi kancane umkhuleko. Noma ungakaphathi into eziphathekayo. But khuleka uthole ubudlelwane noNkulunkulu. Lezo zinyo lisho nje lithi seek first and others shall be added.
Amen.
Automatically zizoyenzakala. Zikhona zona. But uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi meke ngasicalisa ngazo kwesinye isikhathi sizomkhohlwa. So asihlaleni emkhulekweni uphindile ukukhuluma ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga sisibindi.
Siyabonga mama.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yazi thina senza vice versa mfundisi. Siqala ngokudimanda izinto kuNkulunkulu ngaphambi kokuthi sifune umbuso wakhe.
Yeah.
Kanti izwi lithini lona? Lithi funa kuqala umbuso wakhe.
Yeah.
And then gonke lokho ocela kuyena kuzokwenzeka.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So thina we should spend time sim trust uNkulunkulu and si understand i plan yakhe for thina. Uma senza njalo we can be sure ukuthi uNkulunkulu ulalele imkhuleko yethu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. No, but it's true sisibahle ukuthi when we don't pray there are many things that ziba affected.
Yeah.
Let me say my personal testimony by the grace of God I've come to a point ukuthi uma ngakhuleki even emotionally angibi right but I've realized ukuthi there's a certain energy that you get when you after praying you become joyful like umama asho ukuthi ungana lutho ube happy nje you know ube happy from you know there's that joy so it shows ukuthi ku prayer we also come to withdraw amandla yabona nokuphila you know after prayer you won't be the same and even ngakhuleki sisibahle I know myself sometimes uthola ukuthi uba irritated easily so it shows ukuthi when we don't pray then obviously inyama i overpower umoya but when we pray then umoya uba stronger and that's when now you are able to be happy as a person like for example I would say some of the what you call remedy depression is prayer
yes
a lot of people are depressed and everything once they can start building relationship noNkulunkulu kumkhuleko they realize ukuthi they don't even need amapilisi with depression or in medication but the medication is prayer
amen
because emkhulekweni kula khona I normally say ebantwini ukuthi imoto ingahamba sisibahle ne ihambe but khona la kumele iye garage khona
yes
so wena if we uhamba emhlabeni uyanini egarage yomkhuleko ukuthi uyogqwaliswa futhi so many times sihamba ngama empty tanks in the journey of life and mohamba you know sisibahle if i tank yakho i empty we are stuck so that's why we are stuck in life uthola ukuthi manje khona ama issues amaningi because akuna next so kumele from imoto from time to time like manje it's Sunday abanye today they are going to fill their tanks for the week goodbye msebenzini but when are we going to pray to fill our tanks you know so this was like ngabezana nenkinga endleleni uthola ukuthi you are down you're feeling down you're feeling sad you know, because the devil also is able to manipulate our emotions. Mm. But when you pray, there's that shield, you know, and you, there's that happiness. Because izinto, sometimes we think uti happiness ipuma from izinto eni. Because happiness, happiness sometimes it comes from happenings.
Yeah.
But le ethole emkhulekweni esumamashilo ifika noma kunganamali a bank account. Noma ukana kudla ungazi ukuthi uzowenzani. But you know, ube happy, ube content, you know, because and all these things, they're all stored in prayer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. 012-334-1322 singathatha ukugcina bese ke siyayivala incingo njengoba ke sizophuma emzuzwini embalwa elandelayo ithi ngiphinde ngigijimele ngala bese siyayivala mfundisa ngithi
okay ma
yeah umasibuya
feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM
do you need prayer WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
And Janine on Good News Time, filled with information and inspiration. Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, 012-334-1200 singathatha ukugcina bese siyavala kodwa uma ingekho nakhona ayike inkinga usabuya futhi umfundisi evikini elizayo asivale mfundisi kule 1 minute esele
okay mlalele ekhaya there's nothing esingayenza ngaphadle kumkhuleko this is my advice and my plea to you ukuthi if Jesus could pray who are you not to pray so esabantwana baka nkulunkulu we have to do and learn from the master yena being inkosi yamakhosi sisibahle anamandla but bekakwazi ukuthi kumela ayenze isikhati sokukhuleka so mlaleli ekhaya yenza isikhati I know uba busy but yenza isikhati sokuthi ukhuleke ubone ukuthi anye kubona amandla wakhe umkhuleko uthinta imali zakho abantwana bakho you know everything that is affected in your life yeah
amen utholakala kuphi mfundisi
ngitholakala ku 0824017518 and then if someone maybe wants to come and visit us in our church is at Watville eGotalang primary school sisicala on 10 o'clock exeni on Sundays and I'm also available on Facebook under Justin Matley nagu Instagram
Amen. So pina futhi sihlangane evikini elizayo. Uma sifunda incwadi ka Matthew 18 verse 19 yasho ukuthi if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
Amen.
Usho njalo uKristu. Mfundisi bless you.
Thank you so much.
Qhubeke ube nentambama enhle until we meet again next week Sunday.
Bless you too.
Asiphume ke ngalo mhlabelelo ka Keshon Linet uthi it is done uyeza o Pastor Ray Lehodi uzohlala nawe kusukela manje njoba sika zoshaya u 5 o'clock ukuze kube u 7 mina ngiyabuya ekseni ngo 4 ohlelweni umphathalatsane bless you
Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion through thick and thin Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.